We welcome back to the program State Senator from Spokane Valley representing the 4th District, Senator Mike Padden. Good afternoon to you, Senator Padden. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, good afternoon to you folks down there.
So, wanted to talk with you about the bill that you are going to run at the beginning of session coming up in January. We know Washington State 4 years ago passed a law through the legislature signed by Governor Inslee to go on daylight saving time permanently, provided that Congress and the president cooperated. That has yet to happen. So you're going to go in the opposite direction and look to take advantage of a loophole that exists in the Uniform Time Law of 1966, and that is to stay on standard time year-round. Talk to us a little bit about where the idea came from, sir.
Well, I supported the effort to go to year-round daylight savings time, but that is dependent on Congress acting. They've had 4 years, and there's no indication they're going to act. In fact, the information I have is that there's some opposition to going to year-round daylight savings time. The advantage of going to year-round standard time, besides some health advantages, is that the legislature can do that on its own. We don't need permission from Congress. I mean, already Alaska and Hawaii are on year-round standard time. And the big advantage of going to a year-round time is that you're not going back and forth, you know, spring forward, fall back every year. The disruption that causes the folks, animals, and there's also some indication there's health risk in that happening every year. So I think people are willing, and maybe some people support the year-round daylight time, but they are more concerned and want to get rid of the switching. We've kind of called this ditch the switch, and that's the main purpose, and to have that continuity of standard time and not worried. I don't know how many people are late for church or get things mixed up because of the change all the time.
Now, Senator, we know that you have been talking with Senator Kim Thatcher from Oregon, who is also going to run a bill in their legislature, and that you are reaching out to legislators in California, Nevada, and Idaho as well about them running bills. The idea, I would guess, to keep the region on the same time.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. You folks in the Tri-Cities are real close to Hermiston and other Oregon cities, and for commerce, for travel, family, business, all that, it would be beneficial. So, yes, and Senator Thatcher and I talked today to some folks in California. I'm quite sure they will be a bill introduced there also. So it'd be great to get the whole Pacific time zone all on standard time if we can.
So, Senator, let me ask you, because the push in a number of states has been to go to daylight saving time. For those that may not be aware, what would the difference be, if any, of staying on standard time instead of staying on saving time?
Well, we wouldn't have to change in the spring and move the clocks forward. And we wouldn't have to, like we just did this last weekend, move the clocks backwards in the fall. It would be the same all year round without the switch. Now, the idea was, if we had permanent daylight savings time, to do that once and then it would remain the same. But that, again, is dependent on Congress acting. They've had 4 years and they've not acted. And there's no indication that they are going to act soon. So we can either sit back and continue to go back and forth twice a year, or we can go with year-round standard time. Those are the real options.
So when we're talking with Senator Mike Padden from the 4th District in Spokane Valley here on the Bottom Line. So, Senator, let me ask you, when it comes to when it would come to say go to daylight saving time, if the legislature approves your bill and we stay on standard time, would we change a time zone in the spring instead of staying on Pacific Standard Time? Would we change? Would we go to a different time zone at all?
No, no, we'd be on the same time zone. We just wouldn't have to change the clocks an hour in the spring and again in the fall. So we'd be on the same time zone, the Pacific time zone, and, go that route. Now, parts of Idaho are on mountain time. They would stay. I mean, people are going to stay on the same time zones they are now. In Idaho, we got North Idaho on Pacific time and Central and Southern Idaho on Mountain time. So those things will remain the same. It would be a lot more uniform for us, and we wouldn't have to be switching twice a year.
Senator Padden, we know that the first bill in 2019 that would have put the state on daylight saving time was overwhelmingly supported bipartisanly. Do you believe that this bill will also get the same support, or are you hearing any skepticism from those on the opposite side of the aisle?
Well, it's pretty new, but no. In fact, I've heard Representative Riccelli was interviewed up here in Spokane. He's from the 3rd District in the city of Spokane, and he sponsored the bill, which passed the Senate unanimously. I voted for it. And he said, you know, we've been waiting for Congress. We may have to look at going to year-round standard time. So I think it's open. It's not a partisan issue in any way. And I think there will be support from both Democrats and Republicans.
We're talking with Senator Mike Padden from the 4th District, Spokane Valley, here on the Bottom Line. And so, Senator, if the bill passes and is signed by Governor Inslee, would it be done to avoid having to move the clocks in the spring?
Well, the bills, it depends on the effective date on the bill. But normally, we're in the short session in 24, so we'll start in early January, finish in mid-March. So normal bills take effect 90 days after the end of the session, which would put it past the normal time, and it would be done later. But it depends how we write the bill, and we're going to certainly be talking to our colleagues in the other states and try to see if we can do it uniformly as far as the effective date of the legislation.
The time change for 2024 is slated to be Sunday, March 10th.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. And our session will get over around that time. We start January 8th and we go 60 days. So we'll get over around that time. Normally, it takes more time that the bills do not take effect immediately. The legislature could put an emergency clause on it, and it would take effect immediately. But the normal process is for 90 days, so people know that it's coming. But it depends how we write the bill.
Senator Mike Padden from the 4th District in Spokane Valley. Excuse me. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Greatly appreciate it. Look forward to seeing the text of the bill, and best of luck with it. I think a lot of people here, not just Eastern Washington, but Western Washington, will be looking forward to the time staying the same.
All right. Well, thanks. Always a pleasure being on your show.
Very much so, sir. Appreciate your time. Senator Mike Padden from the 4th District, Spokane Valley.